CBS News, I'm Randy Riddle.
Leaders who use citizens as pawns deserve and will receive the scorn and condemnation of the entire world.
President Bush addressing the VFW convention in Baltimore.
We've been reluctant to use the term hostage, but when Saddam Hussein specifically offers to trade the freedom of those citizens of many nations he holds against their will in return for concessions, there can be little doubt that whatever these innocent people are called, they are in fact hostages.
Mr. Bush going on to say he will hold Iraq responsible for the welfare of those hostages. It's the first time that he's used the H word. The list of Arab nations joining the anti-Iraq military alliance got longer today as Defense Secretary Cheney continued his travels through the Persian Gulf. CBS News correspondent Bill Lynch reports from Oman.
Secretary Cheney's Gulf whistle-stop tour has helped forge strong new defense bonds with these moderate Arab states, which before Saddam Hussein went on the march, were leery of such ties. Sources say Cheney has now endorsed selling the Saudis more sophisticated F-15 fighters. In the United Arab Emirates, he went public with the presence in Abu Dhabi of the first U.S. military unit.
President Bush has emphasized that our defensive efforts of the past few weeks apply to all of our friends in the Gulf, including the United Arab Emirates. We are committed to stay in the region as long as we are needed.
Similar pledges are expected from Oman and Qatar. Tonight, Cheney goes to Jeddah, Saudi Arabia to see King Fahd, and tomorrow he'll stop briefly in Cairo on the way home.
Bill Lynch reporting from Oman. The State Department is advising American citizens to avoid non-essential travel to Jordan and Yemen, and it says Americans already in Jordan would be well advised to leave. The governments of Jordan and Yemen have both been critical of the U.S. military buildup in the region. Iraqi radio is warning that Iraqis who let foreign citizens hide in their homes run the risk of the severest punishment. Iraq has put a new twist on its demand that foreign embassies in Kuwait close down by Friday. It now says the diplomats who ignore the order will no longer be treated as diplomats. In Poland today, Solidarity leader Lech Wałęsa said it's definite. He will run for president. Exhibiting no trace of false modesty, Wałęsa declared, quote, "I am the moral president now." Veteran journalist Richard Strout died last night. He was a Washington reporter from the Harding administration into the 1980s. He wrote the famous TRB column in the New Republic, and in 1978, he won a special Pulitzer Prize for lifetime achievement. Richard Strout was 92. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow Industrial's up about 3 points. At 3 minutes past the hour, this is CBS News.
If you insist on taking Audi's 3-year test drive, you can expect to make a few sacrifices. You may never again experience the joy on the cashier's face as you pay for a tune-up, or feel the pride of ownership that comes with buying that new wiper blade. Because when you lease with Audi's 3-year test drive, we pay for all of that. All regularly scheduled maintenance, all normal wear items, for 3 years or 50,000 miles. It's one sacrifice you may very well enjoy.
A business update from Pip Printing. Scientists know color stimulates emotion. Now research proves it also stimulates sales. In sales materials, color increases response by 25%. Of course, some colors work better than others. That's why Pip offers many color dates and stock, plus expert advice on which PMS colors to use, whether it's red headlines to grab attention or gray borders for a touch of class. Pip Printing, the best business printer in the business.
Israeli Foreign Minister David Levy says Prime Minister Shamir has promised to decide this week if the government will hand out gas masks to Israeli citizens. Many Israelis are worried about a possible chemical weapons attack from Iraq, and Levy himself is one of them. If someone threatens you, he says, you must take the threats very seriously. The NAD, the National Advertising Division of the Council of Better Business Bureaus, has resolved a dispute involving TV commercials that said national taste tests prove that Stouffer's makes the best-tasting frozen pizza. That claim was challenged by a competitor, Elio's Pizza, and the NAD investigation found that although the Stouffer taste tests were conducted by an independent company and involved five other leading brands of frozen pizza, Elio's Pizza was not included because of its relatively small market share. The NAD therefore decided Stouffer should not have made a universal claim to be best tasting. The Stouffer people have agreed to be more careful in the future. Randy Riddle.
CBS News, this is Doug Poling. The war of words between the United States and Iraq is heating up with President Bush firing the latest verbal salvo. Jacqueline Adams reports.
President Bush today took off the semantic gloves. He finally acknowledged that the Americans and other foreigners trapped inside Iraq and Kuwait are indeed hostages, and he demanded that the Iraqis release them now. What tipped the president over the edge? Saddam Hussein's offer to exchange the foreigners for the withdrawal of U.S. troops from the Persian Gulf.
Whatever these innocent people are called, they are in fact hostages. And I want there to be no misunderstanding. I will hold the government of Iraq responsible for the safety and well-being of American citizens held against their will.
In his speech to the VFW in Baltimore, President Bush restated the U.S. commitment to peace and stability in the Persian Gulf, and he warned Iraq not to underestimate America's resolve. America, the president said, will not be intimidated. Jacqueline Adams, CBS News, with the president in Baltimore.
About 3,000 Americans and several thousand other foreign nationals are under Iraqi control in Iraq and Kuwait. OPEC says it has canceled an emergency meeting which had been planned for today. That session was called to discuss the impact of the Iraqi invasion of Kuwait on world oil supplies, but cartel officials say many members opposed the meeting, so it was called off. One of Iraq's top diplomats has gone to Moscow, possibly to try to get some support, but the Soviets have some concerns of their own to discuss, as Jan Charlton reports from the Soviet capital.
The Iraqi deputy prime minister is in Moscow on Baghdad's initiative to talk about the Gulf crisis with its old patron in the Middle East. TASS says Foreign Minister Shevardnadze met this afternoon with the Iraqi envoy. No word yet on what was said, but before the meeting, a foreign ministry spokesman said the Soviets would be talking tough, urging the Iraqis to obey the United Nations resolution demanding they withdraw from Kuwait. Moscow also wants to talk about the status of its 9,000 citizens living in Iraq and whether they'll be allowed to leave. So far, Iraq has allowed Soviet nationals in Kuwait to return to Moscow. The last 100 Soviets are expected to leave Kuwait later this week. Jan Charlton, CBS News, Moscow.
After hijacking a Soviet airliner and forcing it to fly to Pakistan, a group of Soviet convicts on the plane have surrendered. The prisoners who were being transferred took over the aircraft but gave themselves up after the plane landed in Karachi. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrials are now up 13.37, standing at 2658.17. The volume so far today is 66,200,000 shares. At 3 minutes after the hour, this is CBS News.
Well, why don't we get the shareholders meeting going with a song, okay? Me and my shadow.
Have you ever had to do a song and dance because your printer made your big presentation unpresentable? Talk to Sir Speedy. We'll help you get the right layout, the right type, the right colors, on the money and on time. And when the job looks good, you look good. And as a matter of fact, so do we. Sir Speedy, the business printers.
Here we go now.
You've had athlete's foot, right? Then you know about the terrible burning and itching that drives you crazy. It can strike in the office, or maybe in an elevator, and you feel like ripping your shoes off to get at that unrelenting, aggressive, unpleasant, awful itch. But then you remember Absorbine Junior, the athlete's foot remedy that gets rid of the itch in seconds, and you swear never to be without it again. Never.
Absorbine Junior can cure your athlete's foot and stop the itching in seconds. It can. It really can.
More bloody tribal fighting was reported in South Africa today. Police said Zulu tribesmen armed with assault rifles attacked rival tribesmen sleeping in a hostel. At least 21 people said to have been killed, many of them in their beds. Community leaders and clerics are appealing for calm in the wake of the tribal warfare recently, which has left at least 363 people dead in the Johannesburg area. Polish authorities say a passenger train en route from Prague to Warsaw slammed into a commuter train near the Polish capital today. 15 people killed, 42 hurt. Officials say it appears the passenger train ignored a stop signal. In Rochester, Indiana, emergency workers have sandbagged a leaky dam and are keeping an eye on it, trying to protect homes from a rain-swollen lake. The threat of a dam break forced the evacuation of some houses, as well as a hospital. After years of controversy and 5 months of tests, the Seabrook nuclear power plant in New Hampshire has gone fully online, supplying electricity to New England. Doug Poling, CBS News.